EY.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with BK Delaney, Sports Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Let's head to the Beltway, and what's going on inside the Beltway is all the furor over the FAA furlough. Suddenly, they've realized, oh, we're losing a lot of money. Bob Ney from Talk Radio News joins us. Bob, always a pleasure to have you right from the get-go. So what's happening with this situation? All of a sudden, you know, some of the Senate wakes up and realizes, whoops, did we forget to do this? Or what? How did they miss that?
Well, that's right, because there was a last-ditch effort by the president to get the Senate to accept the funding extension. That would have at least returned to 4,000 employees and about 70,000 others that are intertwined in that whole, you know, debacle of letting this go under and not funding the jobs. The senators found the House provisions unacceptable. They were anti-labor, but I think what they're trying to do now is to get some type of, quote, clean bill that will temporarily set this in motion, because some of these people are also safety inspectors. Because right now people are saying, well, it's harmless. You know, we've got all the air traffic controllers. I think the $30 million a day loss might have woke everybody up. So maybe there's a chance a clean bill will go, because the two chambers are technically still active.
All right. How about the super committee membership deal? Already there's problems there. You have congressional leaders. They've got until, what, August 16th, I think, is the date to name the 12 people that will be on this so-called super committee to deal with it, to deal with what was now left over. And we're talking about the debt and what's going to happen there, you know, that it goes through, boom, at the tail end of the year. So why is there controversy? There's controversy, I guess. You and I were talking about this as to who wants to be on it. Orrin Hatch said no thanks.
But a lot of people don't. I call it the super duper committee. They put this, you know, ball down the towards the goalpost, but they stopped halfway through, and now they came up with this convoluted system. Seven appointments are by Boehner and McConnell, the Republicans, and then Pelosi and Reid would defy the appointments. So it's skewed right there. The trigger is a devastating 50% cut domestic, 50% cut defense. But a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe the Tea Party doesn't care. Maybe they'll lobby to have that trigger go in. So the appointments have to be made fast. A lot of people really don't want anything to do with it. And it's got to go back through the chambers and on to the president. So this thing isn't done. This, frankly, this doesn't help us in the rating system.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. That yes, there wasn't a downgrade, but a negative poll over it. So you're right; it doesn't help us certainly globally either. And the concern is what happens down the road in the future. I mean, how far down the road are you? When you look at that, is that what you think? You think, wow, what are they thinking when we were talking about punting down 5 or 6 years even?
Yeah, I don't know where their minds were to actually create, well, I call it a convoluted system. And, you know, mark my words, around the 23rd or 24th of December, small businesses and retail are really, I think, going to be up against the wall. And they're most likely to suffer. A lot of consumers are going to be angry. They're going to be nervous if the committee isn't able to agree by the 23rd of November. So I think it's a dreadful decision, punted down the road. I think when I was there, we voted four times. We didn't have a whimper on it. And, you know, the other thing, Kate, this may set a standard. Every single time the debt ceiling comes up, they try to do the budget in it. That's what they're doing. They're trying to do the budget in the debt ceiling.
Yeah. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News. All right, so trying to do, as you heard in my conversation with Bob there, trying to do, as he said, the budget while they're in the midst of a crisis with the debt ceiling, and that's a big loser for everyone across the board. We know it's a disaster, and certainly people have reacted that way. I was looking at some recent polls, including a CNN ORC International poll. They just did this a day ago during that whole House vote on the legislation. 52% of Americans say they're opposed to the debt ceiling deal. No kidding. While 44% are in favor of it, the Senate passes the legislation, as we know, on Tuesday. And where do we go from here? 77% of the people same poll say that elected officials who have dealt with the debt ceiling have acted, you're going to love this, have acted like spoiled children. No kidding. Just 17% believe the politicians have acted like responsible adults. So clearly, Congress's feet are going to be held to the fire, I think, when this next election comes up. When you have that many people saying 17%, or that many, 77%, because day in and day out, that's all you would hear. People are on subways, people are getting numerous buses, they're stuck in traffic, and when they listened to snippets of what was happening in Washington, all we heard was no deals, partisan politics, and nothing but problems. Problems that were going to squarely hit the middle class right smack dab in the middle of their forehead. And that's why this is the reaction, this is the blowback from this deal. I really honestly think that once it was cut, especially the president, they thought, wow, okay, this is behind us. But it's not. And you clearly heard that in talking to Bob Ney there. What happens when it comes to November and then ultimately December? Nothing gets done. So there's some hidden deals, I think, behind all of this. And clearly, the biggest losers, and here we are handicapping this again a couple of days later, but I think the more you understand it, the more you realize how much we got gypped in everything that's happened. When you look at it, you have to decide a couple of things with the federal budget. This is the problem. This is what they're doing with the budget. And we've got the defense of the nation on the line, too. How much does it cost to defend our nation? I mean, the debt ceiling debate, this tug of war, it truly is a budget matter. And who's in the middle of this? All of us are. Certainly the threats to the United States, deciding what is and what isn't real, deciding where we need to put our defense budget and what we can afford to do any longer, because we've spent so much on these wars in the last 10, 11 years. So where are the spending targets? Where's that? What are we going to slice off there? What are the automatic cuts? What about the defense cuts, as I was saying there? What we can live with, what we can't live with? None of that really has been spelled out. And I think that the discretionary budget and that debt deal really focuses on cutting some of that away. It would pay for things, as you know, like, okay, highway programs, but also food stamps. And then what about the budget for these health care programs? That's going to end up being a mess. The main portion of the debt deal actually just postpones Medicare and Medicaid problems for down the road. So who are the biggest losers in all of this? And honestly, really, it's the American people. All right, coming up on the flip side, do you like turkey? There's been a massive recall. You're eating turkey burgers, beware. I'm going to tell you about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Bad news if you're a fan of the turkey variety. I'm one of those. I love my beef. I'm telling you, I'm a burger chick from the word go. But I kind of switched over to turkey because I thought it was lower calorie and a little bit healthier. And now we have this massive recall, 36 million pounds of ground turkey. Have you heard about this? The meat processor Cargill is saying that they have to recall it. It's a salmonella outbreak. 76 people have gotten sick because of this tainted turkey, and one person so far has died. And if you've ever talked to anyone who unfortunately has had salmonella poisoning, because really that's what it feels like, it is incredibly scary and incredibly painful. So that's a lot of turkey that they're asking to recall. And the reason why is because now they're trying to find the link. They're looking at the strain with all the illnesses that have happened. So they're grinding that turkey production kind of to a halt at the plant until they can figure out the whole outbreak. You can just imagine behind closed doors what's going on there. I mean, that's a huge company. So now they've had this investigation. They had to jump in with the CDC. And the packages that they've recalled have a P963 on the label. Now, I'm sure you're not all running to the freezer to say, oh, my gosh, that's the package I have. The packages were labeled with a couple of different brands. And this one's, I think, pretty popular. I know I've seen this in my market. It's called Honeysuckle White. And they've taken these cultures from a couple of different retail spots, and they did it between March and the end of June, and boy, oh boy, this is what's worrisome. They had contamination with the same strain of that salmonella, and even though that wasn't specifically linked to the illness, it doesn't matter, they had that strain. So you look at that information, and then you think of where this turkey goes and how widespread that it could be. California was really hit with this. That's where they had the one person die in Sacramento County. But 76 people in 26 states, and of the states, you have Louisiana and you have Kentucky and you have Alabama, a lot of states in the South, North Carolina, Tennessee, even in Cleveland, they're saying they might have found this as well. So what they think, you know, you've got this processed meat, and then it gets exposed to this bacteria and contamination from the air or maybe even the machinery, that becomes much more increased. Because remember, you're talking about food-borne illness. So you can't look at it and you wouldn't see it. It's an internal thing. They would just keep processing it. So that's why that amount is what they're recalling. One thing, kind of as a rule of thumb, not like I'm Martha Stewart or somebody who knows exactly what to do when you're trying to cook around this stuff, but I've heard this enough to know it's true. When you have the cutting board, some people, you know, you get lazy, you're exhausted, you're just kind of putting the stuff together. Man, oh, man, clean those cutting boards and whatever else it is that you use, and especially if you're using vegetables and stuff, don't mix them in with the meat. If there's any women listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Although sometimes men are the cooks in the family, frankly. But that is scary stuff. It's just as scary as the debt ceiling and the idiots on the Hill, who, by the way, we go through this whole thing with the debt, right? Oh, and what are we going to do? We got to raise the roof, because I always pictured it like it's a roof, like we're all pushing with our hands, pushing upward to knock the roof off the top so that we can let more trillions of dollars flow in the wrong direction. So all that's happening. How can the Senate leave and not take care of what's happened with the FAA, only partially fund it? How does that happen? Time to run for the hills. I've been through all this nonsense with the debt and whether or not we're going to lift the ceiling and whether we're going to default on our loans. And I just have to get out of here. I can't wait. So the strange thing is, and everybody knew this. I mean, we've talked about this on the air. It wasn't a secret. Certainly those senators, this isn't something they didn't know. This is what happens. The Federal Aviation Administration is in the 12th day of a partial shutdown. Let me tell you some specifics of this. I looked into this a little bit more today because, you know, we heard the 4,000 employees were out of work, right, for the FAA. You have 70,000 airport construction workers that aren't working. And you say, well, you know, I don't know. Does that affect you? Do you have a husband, a boyfriend, somebody, maybe you, work on the construction site? Well, certainly you would be affected. But the airports are affected by this. I know three that I've flown into where they're working on parts of the terminals. I guarantee they're not doing that now in Philadelphia, and they're not doing it in LaGuardia. And who knows where else this work was going on? That's just two cities, New York and Philly. And then you have Rayla Hood, the transportation secretary, right? He's at the White House, and he's pushing, I mean, just over and over again on Wednesday, to clear a clean funding bill and then work out the differences. And really, seriously, I'm going to let you hear what he said in a later hour of America Tonight, if you're hanging around. But anyway, he says, you know, get off the beach, get out of your mobile homes. So how was this not something that was at the top of the agenda? Okay, sure, you're dealing with the debt situation, but they didn't know that when they bolted, they were going to leave the country in a lurch here because we're missing out on $30 million a day in airline taxes, like we can afford to throw money away. And where are we making up for that $30 million? Ronnie in Utah, you have the first word, my friend. How are you?
How can you be so negative about everything? I mean, come on. They passed the debt limit package. They have made it so they don't care what TSA does. I mean, these Congress people, all they want to do is go home. And best of all yet, see, Congressman Paul Ryan, he brings that cut, cap, balance, and all this other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, he voted for this garbage. He says, never in the 13 years I've ever been here have I seen such a good deal. Uh-huh. Well, if you got $2.4 trillion, it's only going to be good till 2013. They got to revisit it. You got spending cuts that's going to go out as far as projected. If it all works out 10 years, I don't know. When I add the math up, it don't really do anything other than what Congressman Rand Paul says. It just adds $7 trillion to the debt. But, I mean, we got to quit being so negative, you know. And then you talk about the CDC. I mean, we got to quit being snagged about our government. They only had the federal thugs go into Rossum Foods and raid that farm co-op market today because they sell raw milk and raw cheese.
Yeah, that's the primary focus, the raw milk. Let's not worry about any of this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
Ronnie, let's not worry. Let's not worry that we're throwing $30 million away every single day. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
Best part of it all is when we had Senator Harry Reid there, an old Chucky Schumer. You know Chucky? He's the guy that played in that little movie, The Doll with the Dagger.
Sure.
That's old Chucky Schumer. Yeah, old Chucky's back, giving his 2 cents worth in it. Them Republicans are back to doing this thing as if they're the only innocent party and they've never done nothing wrong. Well, you know what, Kate? We're just negative, you know? I can't imagine. We gotta be able to celebrate because America's so free tonight, you know what I mean? What mm-hmm. more would you want? Like,
yep.
Anyway, you're right on top of things. I really appreciate everything you do. You're wonderful. You're on top of the budget issue. And let me tell you what. If people think they're free, they better go sail the ocean blue with a ship of fools. Anyway.
I like the way you said that, Ronnie. Hey, you take care. That was funny stuff. I liked his chuckling throughout that. He's right. And have a Republican-led House that passes the long-term FAA funding bill, right? They do that last month, and it included this whole labor provision that would overturn a decision by a mediation board that would allow airline and railroad employees to form a union, right, by a simple majority vote. I mean, this is Republicans in the House. And so that goes forward. And then the bill stalls because the Democrats are objecting to it. So they take this short-term extension that's passed 20 times before to keep the FAA operating since 2007. So this is a common practice in America. More to come.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776.
269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your collarbone bone.
All right, so since you just tuned in to America Tonight, Kate Delaney saying howdy. And welcome to a world of hurt when it comes to what's going on in D.C. It just seems like this is what we do. You just keep on pushing it forward, just like the FAA. Well, if we can't work it out, so we'll just put a Band-Aid on it. We'll do it 77 times, and then now we're in trouble, and all these people are out of work. Woof, how did that happen? I don't understand. Here's some fun facts I thought that I would throw out for some of you who are in cooler climates. You know, back east for a couple of days, it was warm. They even had some strange days where it was 100-some degrees. Now it's in the 90s, and that seems almost cold compared to people living in parts of the South like Texas and Oklahoma. I saw an interesting story about records somewhere. I don't remember where I was in a line and looked up and happened to see it, and I assumed that we were going to hear about this kind of stuff. But Texas, the state of Texas, is setting, sadly, electricity records for the third straight day they did it. And, of course, the reason why is because really the entire South is baking. Whether you're talking about Phoenix or Little Rock or Dallas, Texas, I mean, we're not talking about 100 degrees or, ooh, it's 101 degrees. No, my friends, we're talking about 110, 113. I picked up my iPhone today and it practically melted in my hand. No kidding. And I wondered if Steve Jobs would give me my money back. Yeah, this thing melts in my hand, literally, and my whole life just drops there before me. What happens? So things are really burning up. 114 degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas. Texas, same thing. So the records are crazy records. If you've got 33 days in a row of triple digits, you're getting closer to that record of 42. 42 is a record that was set in 1980. And so what does it mean? They're concerned about the power grid. And they're telling people conserve electricity or you might get rolling blackouts. So when you're in your house, turn off the electricity during the day. And when I say turn off, like don't have all the lights going and pull the curtains shut and all that sort of stuff. Because what's happening, and they're asking people to conserve between especially 3 to 7, since the high temperatures really hit between 4 and 6 o'clock, really. And the amount, the wattage that's being pumped out. And, of course, what are the alternatives? It's like many of you have called and said before when we've talked about this on the show. I think Don in Wyoming was somebody who's always said this. Well, geez, can't people just, you know, there's little things people can do to try to conserve how much electricity they're using. And what will we do if the electricity goes out? It would be disastrous when you're talking about 110 degrees. So you've got players, high school football players, who are practicing in shorts and helmets. They're taking more water breaks. They even have cool-down tubs all over the place where they're just getting off the, you know, getting off the field and they're jumping into these cool-down tubs. Memphis, same thing, by the way, because I'm going to leave other places out. 106, 100 and whatever there. I already mentioned Little Rock. You know, it used to be, so who cares? It's whatever, it's high. But now this is just a particularly rough week. And, when you're using thousands and thousands and thousands in neighborhoods of extra electricity on the grid, there is much more chance that something could happen, unfortunately, to the power. And if the power goes out, then what do? You know what you do? You get in your car and you turn on that air conditioning. And I mean, that's what do you do? Or you go to a movie. I bet you the movie theaters just have to be jammed with people that are looking for some cool alternatives of where they can be or where they can go, where they don't have to crank up their electricity so high because they can't stand that terrible, terrible heat. So anyway, if you're in any of the spots that I mentioned, be careful. I mean, obviously you know that, but I guess sometimes when you leave a house, you feel like you're okay and you can be okay outside, and then before you know it, there's all kinds of people that are fainting from the heat and dehydration and having serious, serious problems, and you want to end up in that crowd where you can't, you can't barely pull yourself off the pavement when you've gone down from dehydration or something else related to it. So besides fainting over the things that have happened the last couple of months, really, when it comes to the direction that we're headed in with so many people, I mean, so many people counting on Social Security at the end of the day, I would tell anybody who's younger, boy, that's not what you want to do. You want to save and you want to set your own course. And maybe you want to diversify that portfolio. I said on the show at the beginning of the year, and some people wrote me letters suggesting I had no idea what I was talking about and I was out of my mind, but goal to hit 2,000 by the end of the year is not so far-fetched. It really isn't. And it just is, it correlates. The more dollars we print, the more the greenbacks are weak, the more we see that gold goes in the opposite direction. I mean, there's definitely correlation between the gold price and the U.S. debt ceiling, and you can track that. The U.S. economy is flatlining, and flatlining is not a good thing. I know you've seen that on some of those medical shows you watch where people start flopping around and they scream out they're flatlining. We are flatlining, folks, because we've got slower growth than was expected. And it didn't evaporate overnight just because they took care of lifting the debt ceiling. I mean, the gloom is still hanging around. The prospect of more money, of printing more money by the Federal Reserve is not necessarily a great thing. Quantitative easing. We've talked about that. QE3 isn't even a certainty, but it's certainly more likely than it was even last week. And that, of course, pulls down the dollar even more and causes even more problems while you have the euro exploding. And really, so the debt debate might have been a little bit of a distraction, but gold is the hedge a lot of people like against the currencies and rampant inflation. And I think the problem is getting worse. So we aren't going in the right direction. The printing money, which people don't realize, and that's what they do, and that flatlines us, the more that you keep going to that as the answer, the monopoly money, the more actually it's hurting every single one of us. I mean, the fall of the dollar. And when does it come back? How does it bounce back? Someone was suggesting to me today, oh, it's, you know, it is bouncing back. Well, really prove it to me. How is it bouncing back if we are printing money and we don't know what it's worth, basically? We don't know what it's worth. The rules are ridiculous. And flat currency is not a good thing. If you look at currencies across the board, my concern is paper seems to be is getting more and more valueless, and ultimately, is the dollar going to be the standard, or are we going to go to something else? Think of the Chinese, who I think are just licking their chops at the prospect of all of this. I mean, because really, all's fair in love and war, and we might be getting cozy with the Chinese, and we might have plenty of meetings with them. They hold our debt. It's not in their best interest to see the United States collapse now. It's not, because they're still making plenty of money off of the U.S. with all the exporting they do and all the goods that we take in. But what happens if that scenario turns kind of in a different direction? You would think it would take a long time because there's so many people in this country, but that's the problem. You can't just assume, and we assume too much in this country. All right, Casey Anthony, I'm going to really make a hard left turn here, but we talked about the story so much. Her lawyer is on the warpath, Jose Baez, and he's saying that she would be in harm's way if she had to return at all to Florida to serve probation. So there's a hint. She must not be in Florida, because the judge ordered her to return and start serving probation for check fraud. A hearing for her probation is set for Friday, but now they're saying that she probably won't have to show up for it. And then there was one judge that said she did have to report for her probation, but then he recused himself and turned the case over to another judge. And she's been out of the public eye since she was acquitted last month in the death of her daughter. But that decision upset so many people, I mean, really, virally, it was everywhere, that there were massive threats made on her life. So she vanished pretty much after she left jail on July 17th. Coming up next, we're talking about HOAs in the middle of this economy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've talked about HOAs and some of the bruising they've been taking across the United States. And there's two sides of this coin, certainly. Somebody that we've had on the show before, Sandy Denton, she's the chair of the Texas Community Association Advocates. And she always adds some, I think, a wealth, actually, of information to shed some light on what's happening in the Lone Star State and how it also affects others in other parts of the country. As you know, as I said, many of you dealing with a similar thing. And a lot of that has to do with the image of the HOA. Sandy, the last time we talked has been quite some time. That's what we were talking about, as what was happening with, home ownership and people paying dues and being part of an HOA, and what were the positive things and why, for some reason, a lot of them were getting just brutal reputations, and I wonder if that's changed in that time, because I think it's been about a year.
I would hope that it would have changed. What we are seeing, though, is especially with what's happening with the economy and more people out of work and some of, more mortgage foreclosures and all of that, that owners within the associations are appreciating where the association is stepping in and taking care of those abandoned properties, as well as generally working with homeowners on their assessments and understanding that some people are unemployed, and so making payment plans and working with them versus just drawing a line in the sand in terms of you have to pay your assessment now, or we'll move forward on collection efforts. So a little bit more compassion in that regard.
Yeah, that's a good point too about the properties. Because when, as you said, when there's a downturn in the economy, even people, bless their hearts, that are trying to keep up with things, if they can't do it, then you see the property values deteriorate in neighborhoods. That can be a brutal beating when you're somebody who lives, a couple of houses down or just around the block or whatever it might be. So certainly that would be one of the positive things, absolutely, to the HOAs. I know in Texas there was a lot going on with the legislature, and I wonder where all that is now as far as HOAs are concerned.
We actually now have the most aggressive HOA reform in terms of the laws in the state of Texas that passed this last legislative session, and the governor signed into law in June. And so many of those bills are really effective January 1st of 2012. Some of them will be effective this September, and then a few of them are already effective when they came out of session and the governor signed them, they became effective immediately. So we are all in the process of really evaluating the impact of the operations to associations, and many of the elements of the laws that were passed are going to be very beneficial to people living and working in community associations.
Yeah. I was curious about this. I told somebody on the show and that you were, you know, just a, like I said, a fountain of information. And when a new development, I've always been curious about this, a new development comes to pass, how does it all start out as far as an HOA is concerned? Does somebody push to see that happen and there's meetings? Or how do HOAs, I guess I'm asking this in new properties, how do they get established?
What has happened in really the beginning of community associations were back when the various municipalities were looking for ways to have others start providing services. And now what we find is more and more municipalities are requiring a developer to establish an HOA so that there will be some ongoing entity to take care of the parks and recreation facilities, street lights, security services. Many municipal services that used to be provided by cities or counties are now being provided by the HOA, so that allows cities and counties not to have to carry the tax burden on those, and then those costs are covered by the assessments that are paid through their homeowners associations.
Yeah. And the average dues, I guess they vary too. That depends. I've checked with a couple of different places. We have people listening to us on the West Coast and then the East Coast and certainly in Texas, all over the state of Texas. And that varies as well. So does that often depend on what services end up becoming part of that HOA, or how's that determined?
It really is based on the level of service. If you have a gated community that has all private streets, and everyone in that gated community is paying for the private street upkeep as well as any amenities that they might have and basic deed restriction enforcement, architectural controls, they might be paying for trash services, whereas in a smaller community that's all public streets, and maybe they don't have a swimming pool and all they pay for is trash removal and deed restriction enforcement, so their assessments are going to vary. And then when you look at condominiums and high-rise condominiums, you've got all the infrastructure related to that that go into those assessments. So basically, when you're in a condominium situation, you're paying for the roof over your head through your assessments versus when you're a single family, that's not part of your assessment.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a long time. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen happen, Sandy?
Oh, boy. That's interesting because I it's hard for me to pin one thing. I would say what has become kind of fun to start seeing is the transition back to a desire to build community and get back to knowing your neighbors and doing things within the community and not always looking to just come and go. People are, especially with the economic conditions, people are home more, and they're not going away as much, and so they're having an opportunity really to participate in community activities and just be there with their neighbors and get to know their neighbors a little bit.
Yeah. Sandy Denton, always fun to have you come by and talk with us about HOAs and home ownership and where we're headed in those kind of directions. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, so we move from talking about communities, and I think she's spot on there. I've noticed that in my own neighborhood, to be honest, where people were just coming and going, blowing through, as I say, and all of us are doing that. Now, all of a sudden, there's more chit-chat. People are paying a little more attention to who's on the right of them and who's on the left of them. And I think that that's a good thing. I think it's good to know who your neighbors are, certainly, rather than just somebody you kind of wave to and you're not really sure who they are and you think you saw their name in the directory. And I guess that's probably one of the upsides also to some of these HOAs. All right, there's a downside when it comes to the reaction of what just happened in Washington with the debt ceiling, and that's these ratings. So from Beijing, there, believe it or not, is an agency called the Dagong Global Credit Rating Company. And they're saying that the deal doesn't change the fact that the U.S. debt growth has outpaced its economy and fiscal revenue. It's not really well known, this rating system outside of China, but they're hoping to play in the same space as the bigger ratings agencies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch. Remember, Moody's, there was concern about our credit rating. How many times did Tim Geithner say that? That, oh, you know, it's going to downgrade us, and what will that do to us globally? So Moody's is saying the U.S. is going to get its highest bond rating. It'll retain that high bond rating, but with a negative outlook. So what does that mean? Oh, the plate looks good. It has a lot of fries on it, but geez, there's 1,600 calories in them. So it's like a backhanded compliment. It's ridiculous. Negative outlook attached to that is not a good thing, so that doesn't look good. Then you have this, the collateral damage from the U.S. and, of course, the European debt has now shifted to the currency wars that I was talking about earlier, what's going to happen with the dollar. And Japan is jumping into the fray here, into the currency markets to try to stem, if you will, the rise of the yen. The Swiss cut rates, the franc is really driving things. It's crazy what we're seeing happening now as in a reaction to the debt ceiling being lifted. I guess the good news is the Dow was up slightly. The NASDAQ was up and the S&P was up versus the crash that it had the other day. But it's still like gambling. It's legalized gambling. You are standing at the craps table when you're standing there on top of the markets trying to figure out what you should do. Hey, any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website, americatonight.net. Just click on the email, and in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in. Bada bing.